It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 957.
What is happening? What is going on?
What was that?
What's what?
I just heard a noise. We've made some changes to the studio.
Yeah, a couple of little ones. If you're just listening, won't sound different. It will always sound like this. Always sound great.
Well, I feel like it's the ultimate YouTube fuckboy look, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's how would you describe it?
Well, it's just using some colourful lights to sort of make it feel fresh.
Yep. And we've got them in the background. You'll have to check out our YouTube channel.
Back in the day, I had I think I got it for my birthday, lava lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Also got given for my year 7th party remember those globes that you touch and electricity surges and so it looks like it's
yes.
Lightning storm.
I spoke about this on today's episode of One Trick Tony, every single one of those things.
Dude. And so the vibe of your room when you'd set it to, you'd put your lava lamp on.
Mm-hmm.
I used to love setting it when I went out, came home.
Don't you think it's weird though that think about how strict your dad would have been about turning off lights.
Yeah,
he's got a light heating machine in your bedroom.
Win some, you lose some.
Yeah. Not to mention your, what's it called? Hydroponics.
Yeah. Running. Nah, that was running off the next door neighbor's power, mate. Fucking ran it in from the power lines. You know, people used to do that.
Yeah, it's still a thing, I believe.
Very, very hard to patch in from another person's power source other than running a power cord.
Well, one thing I saw on Twitter, which I thought was interesting, someone's power went out, right? Like in the whole neighborhood, they had solar power. Yeah. It goes off too. When they're doing works, if they're turning off the grid, they have to turn your solar power off or it could still be an issue.
Really?
Because it's going back into the grid.
How did that? What about if you're off the GERD?
Well, yes. If you're off the GERD, then it's no problem.
And they don't have much say at that point, but there's no one around you at that point.
Mm.
It is, dude, there was a guy that had a fake, it wasn't fake, it was a Foxtel dish and he had a fake card.
We had one of them.
And got free Foxtel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did that, what I do love about the world, not so much if you're the business owner, but if people do get crafty and they work something out about what you've been offering, and what I think everyone gives credit to is these businesses thinking that they would have thought about everything. But if you think about an app, think about your Apple iPhone and then you're like something that annoys you about its functionality. Instagram, the being able to only now choose a thumbnail for a video that's 60 seconds or square. Like, it's a one that isn't Instagram television.
It. Yeah.
So, there was everyone...
Are you comparing that to Foxtel?
I'm comparing that Instagram's a huge... No, I'm not comparing. I'm saying Instagram's such a big business and they hadn't fixed simple things at most. And so, then it is really complicated. So, the Foxtel thing is, it was probably really complicated how people were doing this. Yeah. And they're like, we didn't fucking think of that.
Mm-hmm.
We did not think of that.
It's like Sony PlayStations with the chip. Like everyone had the chip and you'd get the cheaper things. But piracy feels like it's different. Like think about it's easier. The only thing that I-
Tell you what, you don't fuck with pirates.
What do you mean? Like you don't
want Dana White from the UFC.
Uh-huh.
He's CEO, I think. He's the man, you know, he's bald dude, looks like a thumb, real big shoulders, you know, looks like he's definitely on HGH.
Human
weight
growth.
Lifts. Yeah, weight lifts, just thick.
Mm-hmm.
Looks great. Sorry, I like that look.
Sorry, I look distracted.
That's all right. I've got to tell you, finish this story. Yeah. Dana White came out and was like, we've been watching you. We know who you are.
Oh, really?
If you're going to put the UFC main event out on the internet-
We'll come after you.
You're done. We'll be watching your house on the day. And if you put it out, we're coming in. And he fully went hard.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a massive issue and they couldn't, it was not streaming properly. Word on the street, is that it was all these hackers or all these people going,
fuck this guy.
Threatening us? All right, son. And they went hard and it took it down and they were struggling to get it back up. And anyway, it was like he threatened them. Don't fuck with pirates.
Didn't that happen? Was it Optus or there was one company, I'm trying to think of who it was, they got the rights to some big thing. Maybe it was Channel 7. I can't remember. I think it was the tennis a couple of years ago. Mm. I remember things weren't work, like the streaming wasn't working. It was a real issue.
What a nightmare. Yeah. I mean, for us, it's all working today, isn't it? It's happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you distracted about? Sorry.
Well, I was just...
You tried to distract me out of my story with your distraction.
I'm sorry. Well, because the thing is, I know that it's rude because I'm looking down at my laptop, but I just wanted to say good day to Zahid, who sent us an email. He's from Pakistan. He's a big fan of both of us. And he said he watches us on YouTube daily. He's been doing it since December last year.
Amazing.
He said, why don't you do lives on the weekend? Do you want to answer that?
Yeah, well, last year, Zahid, Zahid, there was a point where we were doing 12 shows a week. That was two times, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. So your work days. And then on Saturday, Sunday, we did that. But we did that for almost 3 months without the break and we actually did it on the day. There was a period where we would pre-record weekend show so we could, you know, didn't lose our partners and families and lives so we could have some time with them. But a lot of the, like there was a stint where we went hard. Mm-hmm. And so this year it's, we've just sort of refined it, mate. We've got 5 days a week that we're pushing out.
And Zahid says, I'm not a native English speaker, but love to listen to your chat about daily life topics. Mm. It provides me opportunity to learn English and update me on the latest topics. Thank you, Zahid, for your email. Hi at the dailytalk.com is the email. Nearly did that really well.
Nearly.
That's okay.
You can do the next bit well?
Which bit?
Oh, our little announcement. Oh,
okay, we can talk about it. So
you weren't going to?
Oh, no, we can. So if you have a look at Tommy's mug, he's got a mug that's got a camcorder on it. It says Camcorder Club. And
I nearly sipped the mic.
And so if you've been watching on Instagram, you'll notice that there's been a bunch of new videos with the title CC. And so I'd like to officially announce today, the 11th of February, 2021, Camcorder Club.
We don't have sound effects anymore. That's fucking good.
And so
you can hear the guys upstairs clapping too.
I had a souvlaki for lunch. It's in my teeth.
Mate, I tell you what, these little things are nostalgic. So what is the Camcorder Club, Josh?
So the idea is that everyone in the team, there you go, there's the sound. Everyone in the team has a camcorder and we just film everything that's happening and then we quickly put it up on Instagram and soon to be YouTube.
It's very fun. So the, I think for me, you know, I've always pushed for the, it doesn't matter what you're using, just film and make a video. So there's a lot of wankery, which I mean, we're playing into it with the sort of YouTube look of the our set, which is great. But in terms of filmmaking, there's, you know, a lot of wankery around you need this gear, you
what
need
lenses,
the latest. Where we've come to is we have a business that offers high-end production for clients and brands. And so at that point, we put ourselves under a lot of pressure and stress to create the best possible content for our clients.
And then we stop making stuff.
Well, because you're so, like, I feel like if someone asks me to do something, like a friend asked me recently, can you film at my wedding? And I was I'm a guest.
Yeah.
And the best way to articulate it is, dude, we do something at a standard that invokes us to come in a certain posture. That means we get an outcome. I didn't say it like this, but I was like, when I'm doing something, it's like I have to go full hog. Or there's the opposite where there's no pressure and I can just be filming anything, and if it works, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. But you can't do that for clients. And so, when you're using high-end equipment, it's like, fucking got to get this right. It is one belief, but the other belief is also, well, if you lower all that barrier and you don't have to be so concerned about absolutely everything, mm-hmm. and you can just come at it with a fun approach using something as cheap as a camcorder, mm-hmm. It's going to bring a different vibe to it.
Yeah. And the other thing too is, like, we grew up using camcorders, and there is something, so the optical zoom is great, so you can zoom in onto things, but also we wanted something that Jess could use as well. So even if you're not a filmmaker or come from that sort of world, you can pick it up, be creative, film stuff. It's a team sport.
I reckon it's actually easier than a mobile phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Because
like, these are $250 mm-hmm. and they're really good quality if you film mm-hmm. in the right way. Like the sound, it's amazing. It really annoys me mm-hmm. because it's like, we have to work hard when we're using cinema cameras mm-hmm. to make sure everything's spot on, which you get a different look, of course.
And so GB has just posted today the official intro of Camcorder Club. And the idea will be that we'll be doing regular videos. As soon as we have an idea, we'll film it, edit it, get it out, and then we'll have a YouTube channel where you can go and watch the whole thing, which is great as well.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday's video was about your bloody books. Mm-hmm.
And then
that have now become a great asset to the business.
Yeah. Yeah, they've become a library, which is great. We actually got a few people DMing us about that as well, too, commenting.
They want a book?
Well, no, because at the end of it, you also talked about my maple syrup. And so Whitey is interested in bringing his own container, BYO container. So he could pay per litre.
Is this fucking like the health food stores that have the honey machines or the peanut butter that you grind and pay per weight?
Like the sauce or whatever. Alex said that we could just buy some from Costco, which is
true. You could probably get an absolute bucket load. Uh-huh. Now, Fat Friday tomorrow, I'm going to get you something maple syrup inspired, okay?
I know, I like that idea.
It's
can I guess?
Absolutely not.
Pancakes.
Yeah, that is the go-to for maple syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no.
What else could? What are three other things you could use maple syrup for?
You can use it on
bacon.
Wings. Ooh. Sorry. I was thinking bacon. The fried, like a breakfast with bacon.
Oh, yeah.
And French toast, because it's almost like this savory and then you're adding the sweet in too. So, there's one. What else? Cooking.
What would you
cook? Some kind of a dessert. Oh, on top of ice cream. That's a go-to.
I've never done that.
You don't? With nuts? No. Fuck.
Oh, that'd be yum.
Dude, please. Please, it's a special at our house.
Another Vermont fact. Ben and Jerry's started in Vermont.
That is
they have a maple
cool.
syrup flavor.
Good on them.
The other thing, they don't say soft serve. If you ask for a soft serve, they'll laugh you out of a shop anywhere in Vermont. They don't know what soft serve is. They call them creamies.
Creamies. Creamies.
Doesn't that just sound so much better?
Creamies.
Do you want to go out to the park?
We'll get a creamy.
Have a creamy?
Let's get a little creamy. Creamy is nice. Anyway, can people get involved in the Camcorder Club?
Yeah. So, send us an email, hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Are you interested? Maybe you're a filmmaker who's wanting to go out and do more stuff, record things.
Well, put it this way. If you're a filmmaker who has purchased a camera, you know, within the vicinity of $10,000 to $15,000 and you haven't made a personal video in the last year, take a look at yourself and then buy a camcorder.
Yeah.
And drop drop that expectation on yourself, son.
And so you had the camcorder mug. We also have a bunch of other pieces of merch. At the moment, we'll send a secret link to anyone that emails us for the merch link. So we've got a few things. We've got a hoodie.
Yeah.
We have a mug. We have a t-shirt, stickers. So, we have a few things, but we need to set up a sort of site. So, in the meantime, it's very exclusive. If you email us, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, we will send you a secret link to a store to go and buy your very own camcorder merch.
Love that. But watch this space.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things are happening. But it's like, what did you film as a kid? Do you remember? Like, were you a short film guy?
No. Mum and dad had a... I've still got it. It's actually downstairs. It's a handy cam that's like probably three times the size of this. There was ones that almost fit a full tape in it.
Well,
like
they did.
Full VHS. Yeah, yeah. Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, there was the other one where it had the – remember you had the VHS – and it was like a tape. It was like a whole, like a micro SD card, how you put the SD card in.
It was like a tape deck in a tape.
Yeah.
And then you put that tape into your VCR. It's amazing. VHS.
VCR. Yeah, VCR. Right.
So we had one of those. And there was my brother's birthday. There was some random stuff on a farm. But then I had I seem quite privileged for my first one. I guess it's like a first digicam. Was
Red Cinema.
No, Aria. Aria Alexa. Ari. I had this tiny little blue thing.
Looked was like it Kodak?
I don't know. It looked like a Tamagotchi. But it was like blue, see-through, and so you could see some internals of it, sort of like just kind
video
of dark
as well.
Inside. Yeah, so it did digital photos, 1 megapixel, whatever it was, but then digital video, and you could do things like reverse mode. And so I'd get my mate up in the cupboard and he'd jump down and then would reverse it like he's jumping up backwards up into the cupboard.
And Kodak was the big one. So
maybe it was a little Kodak camera.
And yeah, and it was a I had one that was like blue or whatever. It looked like you'd put it in the water, but you couldn't.
Yeah, maybe you had the same one.
And they had their own Kodak software.
That's
where
it.
You'd put them onto the computer.
You could edit in it.
Yeah.
That must have been the same one, dude. It was very cheap.
The other one was Game Boy. So Game Boy came out with an expansion. So it looked like a game, but the cartridge would go in and it was a...
Looked like a little eye. It was a lens, but it was like
this
PTZ little...
PTZ sort of...
And you could move it yourself.
That would have been like one of the first selfies that I ever got. I mean, can Bodhi mention Google Home? Like, does Bodhi know about Google Home?
Hey, Siri.
He knows,
Hey, Daddy, can you say, play Red Light, Green Light on Spotify? So he knows the prompt.
Because I feel like kids are going to do this at a very young age now. They're going to know Siri. They're going to know, like, if they know how to tap YouTube, they're going to know how to say.
Voice prompt, yeah.
Okay. Like, you would almost have to turn it off if you're in a household. Because could you imagine the punch-ons that when we were kids... would have happened with three boys in the house.
Oh, you'd walk past and just whisper.
Yeah.
And it just shut down the house.
But if it fucks with your lights and all that sort of thing, like it would have been a real issue.
Hey, Google, turn down the lights in Tommy's room.
Yeah. There'd be so much. Yeah.
What? It's the class. It's the hot water. It's the modern day hot water. Tommy! Turn the hot water. Turn the cold.
I feel like the new version of the hot water thing would be being bumped out of your streaming service because there's too many people in the account. That could be...
I mean, still people using the internet when there's multiple devices online.
Oh, the phone thing, that was obviously a big one. You could only have, you know, one person on the phone and you pick it up and you would hear...
Call waiting back in the day, like knowing that there's a call coming through and not answering. Oh. But then the person in the house is like, mate, I know they're calling.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm...
Jenny just texted me and she's just spent her 40 cents to let me know that the phone's not answering.
So this is the equivalent, right? Kids, like me as a kid back in the day using text message, there was no such thing as iMessage or any of that shit. Yeah. You had to press the button, say what is it? One has ABC, two, you know, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. My
that would actually be a fun experiment for us to play is to get some Nokias and see who can text the quickest.
I could touch type. I didn't have to look at it. Back in the day, I knew how many times to press it.
Yeah, for sure.
9 is W.
So you could have gotten
1, 2, 3. 4 is H. 2A. Like, I knew how to do it and it was amazing. So my point is that there was so much time spent in text message. For what? Learning how to fucking touch type on text. Now think about the effort put in. So voice, it's like a lot of people speak. And so if you just talk, it's so what, hopefully it can be channeled into some kind of more beneficial skill over something as silly as just like touch typing.
So what's the skill then? So if you had to give Bodhi three skills for the future?
Oh, it's coding. So you like take learning how to. My mum did a typewriting course.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a kid doing a type. Maybe. I mean, I don't. My typewriting course, MSN Messenger.
I think the kids are. I think like are that they? Is a that's a big thing. I think that we almost missed it in a bad way where it's like.
I can touch type. I can do it quite quick.
Can you? Use all your fingers. Oh, that's good.
I can.
I can't.
You can't. You have to look at it.
No. No, but that's not touch type. Touch typing is using every finger.
I don't know if that's touch typing.
Yes. So.
Hey, Siri, what is touch typing? Oh, you got it too. Touch typing is a style of typing, although the phrase refers to typing without using the sense of sight to find the keys. Specifically, a touch typist will know their location on the keyboard through muscle memory. The term is often used to refer a specific form of touch typing that involves placing the eight fingers in a horizontal row along the middle of the keyboard and having them reach for specific other letters.
Yes.
It's not saying every...
No. Yeah, that's so, literally what I'm saying. So, for instance, if you were doing the typing P on the keyboard, which finger are you using? It shouldn't take this long.
I'd use my middle. But here's the thing. I don't go... We haven't learnt textbook. You know what my three... I would... My resting is my middle finger... My ring finger and my index finger resting on the three keys because that's how you played Counter-Strike back in the day.
Wait, so you're up, down.
So, no.
Use your microphone, please.
W-A.
Yeah.
Use your left hand, though.
Yeah.
And so, it was the up, down, left, right, up was that was Counter-Strike. And so, I spent a lot of time playing Counter-Strike as a kid. And so I would hold my mouse and you would go forward and back. But so what's happened is I go to that and I hold my hand at the, like I'm about to be ready for a gunfight in Counter-Strike.
But so if you have a look at the, like there's all diagrams online.
Yeah, I'm saying they say put your eight fingers through the center line and that is your home base. And from there it is about...
But you've got, I think the touch typing where we don't do it, which would be great, is really utilizing all the fingers. How many words per minute do you think you can do?
I want to do, I don't use my little fingers at all. Right. I use my, when I went to the,
All right, so words per minute test, here we go. So
George did this the other day.
Typingtest.com.
A lot of pressure doing it on the show.
Medium text. All right, so you get 1 minute.
1 minute's a long time to be typing. That's ridiculous for this. 30 seconds.
It's either 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, or 10 minutes. Let's go 1 minute. Okay, so you grab this.
All right. You have to give commentary or something.
Okay, so he's got the keyboard. And let me know when you're starting. Get comfy.
All right, here we go. I'm comfy.
So he's looking at the laptop.
I've gone AWD. That's my three fingers. Here we go. Start typing. And so what do we do here?
Read out as you go, I guess.
So hang on.
This is great. So he's typing right now. He gets 1 minute to do it.
I fucked it. Too much pressure.
Keep going. I should actually get the handy cam.
Oh, I fucked it. This is... Advantage on you. This is your laptop.
I'm just filming a little bit on the camcorder.
No, this is fucked. I've fucked this completely, dude.
Keep going.
This is your laptop, by the way. Hang on. No, I've cooked it.
I know how he's going to play. He's going to pretend like he cooked it and then he'll beat me.
No. Colors. I just spelt that wrong because it wants the American. Brown. Mate, you meant to, this is a podcast. You got to talk, dude. Are you not
going
to talk?
No. Keep going.
Why?
Huh?
Why are you not going to talk?
I don't know.
No, it's done.
Hang on. All right.
That's fuck. That so, keyboard.
What'd you get?
So we're using a MacBook. My God, 23.
And that's, okay.
That's using your MacBook Pro. I reckon I'd be better on my keys upstairs.
I reckon you could imagine me. So we'll reveal what GB got as well after this.
No, he got much better. But he's at his desk on his computer doing his thing.
So you got a 74% accuracy. You had 8 mistyped words.
Yeah. I went back on a bunch.
Okay. Ready? Okay. So I'm not going to be that quick, just to be clear. Okay?
It's all right.
Hang on.
I was trying to not look at all. Is that the idea? Like I only went back because that's
ready?
A flat keyboard.
Okay, here we go.
Very flat, dude. There's a guy that complains about keyboards. You know you can relate to me, baby. Oh, I'm going to film him as well. So he's going. He's off and running. He's cheeky little smirk on his face. On his dumb face. That's all happening.
It is hard.
It's about the tools. Oh no, you got God. No. This is your computer.
I'm not using my
keyboard that you've that you've been banned from using in the office. That one. This is great. Maybe not for you listening. But what's at stake? What do we win? George is the winner. He did it really well the other day. Surely we're coming to a close. There's a lot of pressure when you see the words light up into a colour and then you realise that was wrong.
Okay. So you got...
Were you looking at the keys?
No.
No.
So yours, I took a screen grab of yours. Do you remember what you got? Hang on, here we go.
70-something percent accuracy.
All right. So you got 74% accuracy.
Yeah.
23 words per minute.
Which was very low. That's so low, dude.
Okay, ready?
You got more words in the minute.
98% accuracy.
Fuck yeah.
49 words per minute. That's still very slow.
Is it?
Yeah. And so...
I think George got in the 100.
And so I'm going to... George just sent me a text message. George got 69 words per minute, but it was a bad day for him. He had 100% accuracy.
That's not bad.
And he uses all the correct fingers because he's not a baby. He also did a typo there. I mean, this is a classic, like, kids in IT, you know, IT class.
Yeah, yeah.
Battling. I know that radio mic gets huge. He goes over 120 or something. Huge
That's
numbers.
Fast,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. Ali
fast.
Abdel, the YouTuber, does great videos. He studied medicine in Cambridge, junior Look. Doctor. He prides himself. I think he even had a Keychron keyboard at some point.
Look, I know I lost. But if you're flexing on your fucking word count,
well,
it's.
Do you know what the average typist is? So what did you get?
I don't know.
Got 23.
Yeah.
I got 49. The average is 36.
So I'm below average.
Yeah.
Look, I've had that my whole life, and so I seem to do all right.
So I'm under fluent, not fast, not pro, just fluent.
Mm.
So anyway, that's fun, isn't it? But do you know why? The QWERTY keyboard is set out the way it is?
No, I have heard this before. What is it?
Well, do you know or you don't?
No, I've heard. Someone's told me. I just.
Okay, so you're
below
when
average.
I say it, when I say it.
You'll tell me and I'll forget tomorrow. I'm below average.
How would you do it if you were setting up a keyboard?
Well, you wouldn't set it out A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Why not?
It just doesn't make sense.
Why not?
It's probably influenced by the QWERTY keyboard that it seems to work. A-E-I-O-U. Just same words.
No, it was because it was actually to slow typists down. So with typewriters, when you're dealing with sort of mechanical elements, actual moving parts. And so if you typed too quickly, you would create issues, you'd create jams. And so by doing QWERTY, it was a way of slowing the typist down a little bit so that they wouldn't jam the typewriter.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
is it like you thinking that oil needs to be in air fryers and there's an oil compartment?
No, no, no. This is true.
It sounds great.
Could you imagine
that.
Me being the guy to buy a typewriter?
Yeah, I remember we had one, I think many years ago. But
imagine if Screenplay Sunday was still around.
Yeah, imagine. It'd be sad.
Scan it all in.
You still
wouldn't
have
to worry about final draft.
You still wouldn't use it.
No, I would use it a lot. I mean, they're quite cool. Getting one of the ones that so it actually
that's an electronic one.
Like semi-automatic.
You want one of the punk, you've got to line it and then it like it's fucking sounds like Edward Scissorhands.
Spelling mistakes on a typewriter. Do you know how to backspace?
Is there some button that wipes it out? What does it do? What does it do?
I'd be very surprised.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, what do you think it does? Burns it.
It's got something to do with...
Like a whiteout.
It's a time machine. It takes you back a second.
I think that you just have to deal with it. Anyway, it's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Also...
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, we film every single one. Make sure you like. We forget to mention that.
Yeah.
Like on YouTube and go to Instagram and check out the intro to Camcorder Club and then go through and see some of the videos we posted earlier in the week.
They're in the highlights. You'll see a little Camcorder logo. Mm-hmm. Hit on that. All our Camcorder Club videos are there.
And now I'm looking forward to tomorrow because you've got some sort of maple syrup thing. All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you guys.
Bye.